Mr. Bansani, members of this elite and daring family, dear family. It's a surprise for me when Mr. Bansani thanked me for today. I have seen him, he has given me the book a few months back to read. And of course, at the time, I never knew that I was going to release the book. I must thank the feeding makers for delaying it so that it could be open today and I could have the real special opportunity of, or probably a unique opportunity of releasing the book. Some of you may wonder why is it unique. In my life, I have seen many books written by students being released by teachers. This is an occasion which Parthadi, as my professor, I am releasing a book written by my professor, which is something which is. In fact, his lectures used to be a turning point for us in the Baroda Staff College. I still keep this lecture, first lecture to me, in joy of excellence. He used to give very lucid lecture. Lectures used to be there for 2-3 hours and used to sit with the real rapt attention, listening to him, talking about excellence. He used to even talk about a cook who used to cook for Indira Gandhi, how good he was, and when he was not there, the marriage was getting delayed. So he changed the way, not only changed my life, he also changed the way I started thinking from the time I listened to him. He was a great professor. I must salute him at this point before I talk about his book. He has himself confessed in his book that there are more than 1 lakh books in the market about railways. And therefore, his book, as he himself found, has to be different from them if it has to be sellable. And I must say that he has really succeeded in making it different. The book is, it combines everything about railways, and after working almost 40 years in the railways, I found that I only knew 50% of what he said. The other 50% was news to me. Of course, there are many people in railways who do not, who just go mechanically like a robot to the office and come back, not knowing the, not getting themselves exposed to the romance of railways. This book is a real, it will be a gift to such people. I mean, I can personally say this because when I once retired, once went to attend a function of a person who was retiring, almost 32 years, I asked him, where are you staying? Sir, I am in Triveti Kamyu. I said, what is Triveti Kamyu? So I don't know, sir, that name has been given. This gentleman, having been in railways for 38 years, did not know that Triveti was the one who made the first steam engine in the world. And because of him, today millions of people are having a job. Even that people didn't know. Books like this, even though other books have been written earlier, this book is more readable. And as Mr. Parsadi proudly says, and which I proudly acknowledge, is something which is good for the layman, which is understandable to the layman. As my wife, who is a doctor, used to keep on saying that earlier days we used to have medicines which used to be very bitter. And it was the invention of the polymer in which the medicines could be put, which is any bitter medicine can be taken without feeling the bitterness of the medicine. Like that, Mr. Parsadi's writings about railways has made even things which would be normally boring to people other than railways made such an interesting reading that I am very sure it's going to be a grand success. On this day, with the divine blessings, and the divine blessings of his father, Mr. Srinivasan, I am sure this book will be a great success, not only amongst railwaymen, but also people all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I now request Mrs. Vijay.